Hare Krishna. Does everyone have a song sheet or can they see one?
We have more.
So first of all, let's read out the translation and then we can understand what we're singing. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari Saparsada Shiya Dham Saha Avatari. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being merciful to the conditioned souls, has descended along with his personal associates and with his holy dham, Sri Navadvip dham. Atantar durlabha prema karibare dan shikai sharanagati bhakatera pran. That extremely rare love of God, to give that, he teaches the process of sharanagati, the process of taking shelter of Krishna, which is the very life of the devotees. Now that process is in six parts. Doina Atanivedan, Doina, the first is Doina, which means an attitude of humility. Atmanivedan, giving oneself, offering oneself. Gobtritvevaran, the attitude of considering that Krishna is my protector. Avasya Rakhibe Krishna Bishash Palam, that the attitude of the faith that certainly Krishna will protect me. Gautri Tevaran Avasya Rakhibe Krishna Bishash Palam. This two things similar, that Krishna is protecting me and Krishna is maintaining me. Bhakti Anukul Matro Karja Shika, to accept only those activities those which are conducive to advancement in devotional service, and bhakti pratikul bhav barjana angika, and rejecting any activities which are detrimental to advancement in devotional service. Sharanga sharanagati hoibe jaha taha pratana sune Srinanda Kuma, Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, he hears the prayers of those who are surrendered to Krishna in these six ways. Rupa Sanatan Pade Dante Trina Kori Bhakativi Noda Pare Duhum Pada Dhari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that he is taking grass between his teeth. This is an attitude of humility. We don't see this. I've never seen this in all my travels in India all these years, but it seems that it was quite common at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We often hear this description. Taking straw in my teeth, Bhaktivinoda says, I fall at the lotus feet, I take hold of the two lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatana. Kandiya kandiya bole amito adham shikaye sharanagati karo he utam. Crying and crying, he says, I am most fallen and low, but by teaching this sharanagati, bring me to the highest standard of devotional service. So let's sing it. After the first verse, can you turn the page? Very famous instruction of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, which Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, quoted more than any other verse. Is who knows what's the verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted the most? Any suggestions? Sarvadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami mashuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion, Lord Krishna says, and just surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So the ultimate instruction of the Bhagavad Gita is surrender to Krishna. surrender to God, take shelter of Him. Now what does that mean? That taking shelter has six aspects which are described in this song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of Krishna, who came to this world 500 years ago, came to teach this process of how to take shelter of Krishna. Out of mercy upon the fallen souls in this material world, Krishna came himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He descended into or with his holy dham or his holy place, that is Navadvip dham, which according to our vision is manifested in West Bengal in India. And he came with his associates, all great pure devotees. He descended from the spiritual world. And what did he give? He came to give something to us. What did he come to give? Generally people pray to God, give me money, wealth, women, all these facilities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teaching us to pray, said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want any of these things. He prayed for pure devotion to Krishna. And what standard of pure devotion? There is love of God is talked about or realized in various religious processes of the world. But the kind of devotion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed, that is atyanta durlabha prema. It's very rare, not ordinarily achieved, love of Krishna. There are various levels of love. In this material world, love means lust. What is called love is actually lust. Just like we find that young men fall in love with young women. They don't fall in love with old women with lots of wrinkles on their faces, because they are attracted to the body. They say, I love you for what you are, but actually they love for the arrangement of the skin. So that is not actual love. Actual love is loving a person for what they are, but everyone in this material world is not actually lovable for what they are, because everyone is in illusion and everyone is simply trying to get whatever they can from everyone else, either directly or indirectly. So real love is centered on the actual object of love, who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even within love of Krishna, there are various levels of love, which means that even though all love for Krishna, spiritual love, that is pure love, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to teach the process by which the highest love of Krishna can be attained. That is particularly the love of Krishna which was shown by the residents of Vrindavan, and especially the gopis of Vrindavan. This is a very high topic and it's not possible to discuss that in detail here. What's being discussed is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this opportunity to develop the highest level of love of Krishna. How is that? By teaching the process of Sharanagati, taking shelter of Krishna. And this process is the very life of the devotees. Now, love, we may think that love is not mechanical. That's true. Pure love doesn't follow any rules. But there are various rules or processes by which we can come from the present standard or the present position that we're in which we are illusioned, thinking of ourselves in terms of the body in which we are presently situated, instead of understanding that we are by nature pure spirit souls. We think of ourselves as the particular body that we are now in for a very short blip in time. living in this very small, insignificant city, in this very small, insignificant country called the United States of America, in this very small, insignificant planet, in this very small, insignificant universe, in one blip of time, and we're thinking, I am very important. This is called Maya, or illusion. So reality is to understand our eternal relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to become free from the illusion of identifying myself with the immediate surroundings that we are in, it is necessary to follow a spiritual process. This is called Bhakti Yoga, or the yoga, the system of linking with Krishna by practicing devotion. And that devotion, the practice of devotion, when it becomes perfect, then the result is pure devotion. The means and the end are the same or similar. So what is to be practiced? At present, we are living in an atmosphere in which everyone is basically interested in ahammamiti, I, me and mine. What's in it for me? Everyone is thinking, what's in it for me? What is in my own self-interest? But pure devotion to Krishna, there are six aspects of taking shelter of Krishna. What does it mean to take shelter of Krishna? We can't take shelter of Krishna unless we're willing to give ourselves to Him. If we declare independence, then we're not sheltered. Shelter means to come under the control. Just like we see a dog comes under the control of the dog's master. So the dog takes shelter of the master with the faith that the master, if I wag my tail and lick the master's leg, then the master will be happy with me and will throw me some food. And then my interest will be served. So actually one of this song which we just sung is the first of many songs in this Sharanagati. And one of them is in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the author of these songs, is proposing to become just like the dog of Krishna. It's an analogy that he gives. So the six attitudes in taking shelter of Krishna. What does it mean to love God? We may talk of love of God, but what does it actually mean? Is it some vague sentiment? Or is it something that I feel today and tomorrow I may not feel it? Or I feel it when I come to the temple, but then we have to go back to real life and work hard and make lots of money? What is the meaning of taking shelter of Krishna? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's in this song which we just sung, it's in Bengali, and he's explaining the verse, a Sanskrit verse, in which these six symptoms or the six characteristics of one who has taken shelter of Krishna are described. And actually in the Sanskrit verse, the last point is given karpanya, of feeling oneself as very fallen, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur has listed it first as being the essential feature of humility. One cannot take shelter of someone unless he's convinced that this person is much superior to me and that I'm not capable of sheltering myself. The rugged individual, the guy in the Marlboro advert, he doesn't take shelter of anyone. He's on his own. He's tough. He's strong. And of course that guy got cancer eventually. And so he was tough and strong apparently for some time. But then like everyone else, he had to die and take birth again. Maybe as a cactus in the desert or something like that. We don't know. Somewhere. So taking shelter means to feel I am helpless. In modern society is just the antithetical mood of that is being inculcated. Everyone is supposed to feel, I'm very strong, I'm tough, I can do it by myself. Everyone's supposed to get the Rambo attitude. But reality is that we are very small, we are very weak, however strong our body may be, however many nuclear missiles our government may have, we're all subject to death. And we don't know where we're going next. So recognizing that we are not the controller, we are controlled. We take shelter of the controller in great humility. Of course, that's only a beginning understanding of God as the controller of the universe. So humility, I'll just go through this quickly, because to go through in depth would take a very long time. There are many, this, as I say, this is the first of these songs in a very long series of songs by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it's very helpful for our spiritual development to sing these songs, or at least read them, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a pure devotee of Krishna. He is mentioned here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to this world with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own associate. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of those great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has come to this world and by his own personal behavior shown what it means to be a devotee of Krishna. And especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur's example is very relevant for most people in this world who are married and have families, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was married and had a family and had great responsibility in the government. There was the British government at the time there, and had 13 children, which is considered a lot now. It's not considered a lot, it's just no one has 13 children. But that was normal in the days before artificial contraception became popular. So he had many children, which means a lot of responsibility, as every parent knows. One child's a lot of responsibility. So having many is more responsibility. But at the same time, he was, while performing his worldly activities, he was fully absorbed in love of Krishna and service to Krishna. And one of the many contributions he made to devotional society is writing all these many songs which give us so much instruction. It's not just instruction, do this, do that. But he's writing it in an autobiographical way, as if he's one of us. At the end of the song, he says, Kandiya Kandiya Bole, Bole, crying and crying, I say that Amito Adham, I am very fallen. So he takes this mood, although he is actually a great pure devotee, but he takes this mood that I am very fallen. So this is very helpful for us, or those of us who may be very fallen, that we can identify with this. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us the hope that whatever situation we may be in this world, if we take to this process of surrendering to Krishna by the process of devotional service, we can gradually become purified and come to the standard of pure devotional service to Krishna. So there are many songs, and from time to time we can read them, or even daily if we read one of these songs, it will be a very, very helpful meditation and instruction for us, and inspiration, and very beautifully expressed also, because one of the characteristics of a pure devotee of Krishna is that he's very poetic. Poetry, real poetry, means glorification of Krishna, and it springs automatically from the heart of someone who is full with love of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a great poet, and we can appreciate his poetry. Of course, he wrote mostly in Bengali, which most of you won't understand. The translations are there, but I think you could. It was a bit difficult for most to sing this, was it? It seemed like that. But if we practice singing, then we can also appreciate the, even if we don't understand the words of the language, the beauty of the sound, just the sound of it is very pleasing to the heart, because these are spiritual sounds. So humility, this is required. And Atmanivedan, that means offering oneself, giving oneself. In the Sanskrit verse, the word is, it's almost the same word, Atmanikshepa, which means literally throwing oneself. That means with no reservations whatsoever. Just like if you meet someone, a very close friend who you didn't see for a long time, you run and clasp them. So it's throwing yourself without any reservation. So if one has complete faith that Krishna is protecting me and Krishna is maintaining me, which is the next two symptoms which are there, which are given, then if one has this faith, then one can fully throw oneself without any reservations. As long as we're thinking that my friends, my family, my country, they will protect me, or I have any real or significant relationship with them, we can't fully give ourselves to Krishna. As long as we're thinking that I have something in this world to enjoy, or there's something in this world of value to me, then we can't fully give ourselves to Krishna. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as I was saying, was a pure devotee of Krishna who discharged his worldly responsibilities. But at the same time, he practiced detachment from them. Now, we may ask, how is that possible, or why is it necessary to do that? Well, it's necessary for those who are married to maintain their families. So he did that, he didn't neglect that worldly responsibility, but at the same time his internal attitude was that my real life is with Krishna. Everything in this world is temporary, just like we may see the foam on the waves. It's the foam on top of the wave is seen and then it's gone. So just like that. There are many examples given of the temporary nature of this material world. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Water on a lotus leaf. It drops, but it may stay for a few seconds and then again it falls down. So like that, our life, it's just here and gone. Life is very brief. But in this short human life, if we can develop this attitude of full surrender to Krishna, then we'll no longer have to take birth again in this material world, and we will go to live with Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. So four symptoms are mentioned. Two of them have the faith that Krishna will maintain me and Krishna will protect me. In this material world, most of our activities are for maintenance and protection. Where to get food, clothing, shelter in the, here I'm not talking about shelter of Krishna, but having a house or some place to live in. So most of our activities are for the sake of food, clothing, shelter. But a pure devotee of Krishna has the faith that Krishna is maintaining me. Krishna is protecting me. And these are the next two are very important in our practical lives. The four symptoms that have been mentioned up to now, they describe the attitude of a devotee. But the next two are how he practically lives in this world. Bhakti anukul matro karja shika. I will accept only those activities which are favorable for cultivation of devotional service. And bhakti pratikul bhav borjan angika. And I will, resolve to reject all activities which are detrimental to developing pure devotional service. Now, under these two categories, vidhi nished, that which should be done and that which should not be done, there are many rules given in the scriptures. One should, if one is serious about spiritual life, one should rise early in the morning and chant the names of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote several songs just on that principle of rising early in the morning and chanting the names of Krishna. Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. What's the next line? Nidra Chari Utho Jiva Bolo Hari Hari. So he says that the moon has now finished his course in the sky. The light is just entering. Give up sleep, O Jiva, and get up, and get up and do what? Chant the names of Krishna. So these are things that should be done. One should chant the names of Krishna. One should resolve to take only that food which is offered to Krishna. There are many rules given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the book which is the ocean of the nectarian mellows of devotional service to Krishna. This describes all these rules. And then what should be done? One should chant the name of Krishna. One should associate with devotees. One should take food offered to Krishna. Smell the flowers offered to Krishna. We can smell. I can smell right now. It's flowers offered to Krishna. It's a very beautiful smell. There's one gardenia, two gardenias. So strong smell. Very nice. Offered to Krishna. Smell the incense which is offered to Krishna. So these are all very pleasing activities. It's not something nasty. We're not asking people to flog themselves in the street, as is done by some religionists. But to smell the flowers offered to Krishna. So it's a very nice process, because Krishna is very nice, and that's why we want to take shelter of him. It's not a horrific process. It's a very sweet process, because Krishna is very sweet. But there are some activities that are to be given up also, if one is serious about developing love of God. One cannot get love of God, for instance, from watching soap operas on TV or football games on TV. So, if one is serious about developing love of God, one doesn't do these things. In fact, it's a very good idea not to have a TV at all. And even if one's not serious about love of God, if one just wants to be sane, it's a good idea, sane in a materialistic way, which is not very sane, but it's a good idea not to have a TV and get the consciousness filled up with how many channels they have on the cables now? 700, 800, unlimited, 700 varieties of garbage which you can fill up your grey matter with. And grey matter will become black from all the nonsense. So if one is to develop love of God, one has to be very serious. It's not a part-time activity or a hobby or a once a week for 1 hour activity or a two or three times a year or whenever there's a funeral or a marriage activity. Developing love of Krishna is a very serious matter. To become free from the illusion of thinking that I am this body and to develop pure love for Krishna is described here as atyanta durlabha, extremely rare to get. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the process by which we can develop that, but we have to take to the process. We can't take to it half-heartedly or quarter-heartedly or even three-quarter-heartedly, but one has to take to it wholeheartedly. Otherwise the result will be that we might get some increment of attachment to Krishna, but we will remain attached to this material world as much as we do not become attached to Krishna. So we have to practice becoming attached to Krishna by the process given by great acharyas such as Rupa Goswami, the great teachers. And that includes giving up activities which are not favorable to devotional service. So there are many, and I won't get into them now, because if we say all of them, probably people will start to leave the temple. They might find it a bit extreme, but then, well, it is extreme. To want to get out of this material world, from the materialistic perspective, it is extreme. But the materialistic perspective is one of remaining within the cycle of birth and death. The materialistic perspective is one which will cause us to take extremely unpleasant situations again and again in this material world. So it's actually just sensible to want to come out of this material existence, but one has to make a determined effort. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that for one who is serious about Krishna consciousness in this way, his prayer will be heard by Krishna. So Krishna hears everything. Mostly people pray to him for material benefits. Even now, if one goes to Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh, in India, there'll be hundreds and thousands of people every day of the year. What, now it's 5:47, yeah, it's early in the morning there. So there'll be hundreds and thousands of people lining up to go to that temple. They have a computer regulated system for entering the temple. Instead of queuing up for 12 hours or 14 hours to enter the temple, you get a band which you put on your arm and you have a fixed time to go, which saves you. It used to be that people would stand in line for 12 hours, 24 hours, but now it's computerized and literally hundreds of thousands of people go there daily to visit that temple. That's one temple. That's the most visited temple in India. And of course, in various traditions also in Makkah, at the time of Eid in Ramadan, at the end of Ramadan, how many people go? Any idea? It must be several hundred thousand, at least a few million probably. They go, so many people are praying to God, but he hears everything. Even if we don't go to the temple, or even if we don't go to a holy place, he hears everything. He sees everything. So he hears everyone's prayer, but of course, we can't expect that he's that much. He's a person also. We can't expect that he's that much. Not that he's a person also. He is the Supreme Person. And we can't expect that he's that much. People are coming and praying, give me this, give me that. I visited so many doctors, I still couldn't get my backache out. Give me a quick fix. In Chennai, there's the temple of Ganesh, which is known as Visa Ganesh, because he's famous for granting visas to America, which are not very... Yeah, he's called Visa Ganesh. That's the name of the deity. It must work, otherwise how did he get that name? Maybe the pujari is bribing the American consulate. Well, I better not say that, because I could get stuck away in prison for insulting the government of the United States of America. Anyway, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I hope they don't arrest me before that. So anyway, he's hearing and he's saying, okay. I want to marry a pretty girl. Okay. I want to pass my exam. That's a big one. Before the exams, there's a big crowd in the temples. Okay. And someone comes, I don't want anything. I only want love for you. Oh, really? Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. You can imagine. It's just, if someone's coming all the time, give me this, give me that. Okay. And someone comes, yes, I just want to say, you're so wonderful, I just want to serve you. Oh, and he's very happy. Krishna becomes very happy. So people are approaching him for materialistic reasons, but those who approach him simply, can I serve you? What for? What do you want? No, I just want to serve you because I love you. You love me? Oh, that's very nice. Then he will give himself. Tahavra Rupa Shana Tana Pade Dante China Kari Bhakati Vinoda Pare Duhu Pada Dhari. Holding the two lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur approaches them very humbly with grass in his mouth. These are the two original teachers of the process of Sharanagati. Rupa Goswami wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, giving the process by which we can attain pure devotional service. And Sanatana Goswami he compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas, another book of procedures, and also Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which describes the journey of the soul from the material world to going back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, and how the soul enters the spiritual world and Krishna himself embraces that soul. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur falls at their feet and crying says that I am very fallen, but by teaching me the process of Sharanagati, the process of taking shelter of Krishna, lift me up to the highest level. So we all have hope. However fallen we may be, and it seems that in the present Kali Yuga, or the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the how fallen society can be. It's getting more and more decadent in all ways. But whatever our background may be, if we simply resolve to take to this process of devotional service to Krishna, which begins with the very simple method of chanting the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all through the process is one of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we do that, and we follow the prescribed method, this is very important. If we follow the method of performing activities which are favorable to devotional service, giving up those activities which block our progress in devotional service, if we do that, then we'll get the actual result of chanting, which is love of Krishna. Now, we like to hear about love of Krishna and very high level, and it's very nice to hear about. But apart from hearing about it, we actually have to practically apply ourselves to this process, and then instead of just hearing about it, we can advance toward the platform in which we can actually enter into that, or rather by which we are given the mercy, by which we are allowed to enter into the platform of pure love of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us many directions in these songs. We can read them and take the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And of course, Srila Prabhupada has throughout his books only taught this. He has not taught anything else but how to take shelter of Krishna and attain pure love of Krishna. And I don't have much time left. I'd like to speak much more about this, but I'll finish here now. And if there are any questions, if anyone would like to ask, please ask. Of course, this discussion of topics of Krishna, it's not just now, but it's going on daily in this temple. That is the purpose of this temple. People can come and see the beautiful forms of Krishna, smell the flowers offered to Krishna, take the prasad offered to Krishna. And very importantly, those who are very serious about serving Krishna and developing love of Krishna, they will hear the topics of Krishna that are described daily, morning and evening in this temple. So, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, please ask. No questions. All right. Do you want to announce about the books? Another way you can get knowledge, of course, is by taking books. I've also written some books on the order of Srila Prabhupada. I'm writing books.